I want to say, I'm not really saying a schmooze today in a typical sense, partially because, I don't know, maybe I only found out about the schmooze today, so I didn't really get a chance to start preparing, but also I think there's an important message, so it's not a schmooze, it's a hashkafa session. You have a pasuk in this week's parsha, kedoshim to you. So let's read two chazals. First is a Yalkut Shimoni. Many chazals say basically the same thing. I just picked Kedoshim Tiyo. The Pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyo Ki Kodesh Ani, right? I think so. So there's a problem in the Hemshech of the Psukim. What does the Pasuk mean? Kedoshim Tiyo, okay, that we understand. You should be Kodesh. But how does that connect the next part of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Ki Kodesh Ani. So the truth is, there's a medrash that says, a pshat, that's the reason for the mitzvah, is because since I'm Kaddish, so it's almost like an insult to Hashem if Klal Yisrael is not Kaddish. Because it's like the wife, if the wife doesn't keep the standards of the husband, she's insulting the husband. So Kaddoshim to you, why do you have to be Kaddoshim? Because I'm Kaddish and you're my wife. That's what the medrash says. But the Yalka learns different and the Or Chaim learns different. What's the word ki kodesh ani? In other words, they don't learn ki is because. Kedoshim tiyu b'chol mina kedeshes. Kedoshim tiyu, you should be kodesh in everything ki kodesh ani. Shenemar ki elokim kedoshim hu. Shu kodesh b'chol mina kedeshes. Hashem's kodesh in everything. Dibura b'kedusha, kim dibur b'kedusha, darko b'kedusha, pimiko is darko, hilucho b'kedusha. I'm not sure the difference between darko and hilucho. Aliches Kel, Kaili Malki Bekodesh, Kedusha Bekdusha, Vikamocha Neder Bekodesh, his praising, Hashifa Zroa Bekdusha, spreading his Roa, right? Kedamal Kedusha, Choshef Hashem Ezara Kedusha. So there's a chiddush in this Yalkut, it's a medrash, a chazal, is that sometimes people think that the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu is limited only to Inyanei Arayis. It apparently goes much beyond Arayis. B'chol minei kedusha, kedushas, everything. It spreads every form of kedusha. It talks about diburo, the way you speak, right? Hashem's dibur b'kedusha. Darko b'kedusha. Hilucho, the way you walk, right? There's nothing to do with Arayis here. The way you walk in your street, right? You're wearing shorts, right? Okay, we'll see. We'll get into it. But the idea, there's whether how a person is dressed, how a person talks, all behavior is in the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. So that's, I thought, just an important point from the Yalkut, that Kedoshim to you is not limited just to Arayis. Then the Orach Chaim says, and then after we read them, I want to develop it together. The Orach Chaim says, he had many pshat here, Od Yer Tazah, Derek Kedoshim to you, Loshin Osid, Kaloimar, Ein Hefzik LeMitzvah, there's no limit. In other words, a certain mitzvahs have a shir. Miyaitzeh, person says, I gave my staka, I gave my fifth, my tenth, okay, I'm Yaitzeh the mitzvah, I shook my lulav one dime, I'm Yaitzeh, that's it. But he says, no, there's no limit, there's no Hefzik, there's no end. Kikol shar mi kedusha asher konis adayin yesho begeda achlasa sharach lemaimenu. Even no matter how great in kedusha you are, there's always more kedusha above it. Ki ein shir the dargos ha kedusha. There's no kedusha is limitless. Hamuzumenes karozi Hashem. That you can reach, you can constantly, no matter how kedush you are. He's going to say later, even Moshe Rabbeinu. And no matter how Kaddish a person is, there's more Kaddish. Say it, Amami Madrakis and Nevi'im. Look at the Nevi'im. Zuna Ma'adamizu. Umbasha Odagabayim. So even the Nevi'im, they weren't the ultimate Kedusha. There were more. They could have reached Moshe Rabbeinu. Vulai Shiokli Otadarga Gedaitami Moshe. And it could even be greater than Moshe too. Who said Moshe? Even Moshe may not be the ultimate Madrega. Who Madrakis Malkain Mashiach? That's the Mashiach. Could be a mu'uter, be itra. This is a big shaita whether the Mashiach will be a greater Kedusha than Moshe. Okay, that's not for now. Gumi Basu Nachal of Ruach Hashem. With a different saying as Alzheimer Kimosha Hoyago, okay. Some people say Moshe himself will be the Mashiach. Moshe Rachel Prasho Dvarmi Mikoma. Okay, that's also not for now. Imgain Ain Shir Gvul Adargas Kedusha. There's no limit. The Ze Omar Tiyu. Therefore it says here, Kimitzu Ain La Hefzik. There's no end. The Tamid Yeshno Begeder Mitzvah Zud Eos Kedusha. You always have a mitzvah on you to be Kaddish. Just like Hashem's Kedusha is limitless, so likewise your Kedusha, the Yerchiv, is limitless. So we have two pshatim. In what it's saying, there's really three pshatim. And what does it mean, Kikadosh Ani? The Medrash that I quoted is saying the reason. Why am I giving you a mitzvah for Kedusha? Because it's an insult to Hashem. If you're not Kaddish, I'm Kaddish, and you're connected to me, you should be insulting. The Yaakov is learning, is telling you, look at Hashem to be that since Hashem is Kaddish in everything, that's why you're obligated to be Kaddish in everything. How do we know that Tzivoy is for everything? Kikadosh Ani. And the Or HaChaim is saying, how do we know that the Chiyuv is to be non-stop? That there's no Shir, it's Kikadosh Ani. Just like Hashem is non-stop, likewise you're non-stop. So there's two, it's just hashkafically, very important hashkafas. One is the yalkut, that kedoshim to you encompasses every aspect of life. It's not just certain, directly in ogeya to arayas. And the second is the orachayim, that it's not just not being mizana, and not having grubba averis. If a person goes up the madregas, the Chafetz Chaim, there's still a mitzvah to become Kedoshim. You're the Gra, there's a mitzvah to be Kedoshim. You're a Kiva Eger, mitzvah to be Kedoshim. You're the Rabbi Kiva, mitzvah to become more Kaddish. There's always a mitzvah to strive for a higher level of Kedusha. Okay. I think that both points are very excitistic, and I just want why. There's a general, especially if you read secular, when people make fun of from people, so it always makes fun. From person, he can't go in a room with a woman. Well, these from people, if they go in a room with a woman, they'll be mizana. I go in a room with a woman, I'm not mizana. What's wrong with these people? They go crazy. Maybe they're a bunch of lowlives, They'd be alone in a room with a who knows? But that's what they think. Okay, maybe they are. Maybe ain't a chinami. All the front people are a bunch of lowlifes. But we, cultured people, we can go and talk to women, and it doesn't affect us, and we're not over averis, and we have go to school, mix classes, and we talk to them, and the women aren't necessarily dressed so proper, and it doesn't affect us. And there's something wrong with these religious people that they're so crazy. Either they're nuts or they're lowlives, right? That's what I think. If you talk to a non from birth, that they'll tell you either the crazy are crazy, then why are they getting so upset about these things? Doesn't bother me. I'm a moral, righteous person. I don't do averis. And I live in the world, and I'm surrounded by, a regular, normal person, regular behavior. I go to the movies, I watch television, I read books, I'm cultured, I talk to people, I shake hands, and they're in the Mishagoyim. Either they're crazy, or they're a bunch of lowlives. If they would do it, they would be nechshol, okay? Either way. So the answer is, there are two answers. There's one answer. But the answer we get, what the answer we're saying from here is, there's another answer too, but the answer we're saying from here is that we're not just being machmir because we're afraid you'll be over a horrible aveira. Right? You read stories of gedolim, that they were so, they were gedolim that never looked at women. They were gedolim that were, they didn't know, I told the people that there was a certain, I was, you had, we had a shaykh, a certain Choshvei God that was wrote a sefer, Darki Eliyo. And he was a Talmud Chaver of Rav Hominer. Rav Hominer did not live so long ago. He was Nifter in the 1960s, 1970s, I think, right? Not so long ago. So he said, Rav Holminer told him, Rav Holminer, his daughter-in-law, lived next to him. I think his son had an apartment right next door to him. And his daughter-in-law used to take care of him a lot, cook the food, whatever. So he told this person, this Hatam ben Chaver, that if he would meet his daughter-in-law on the street, he would not recognize her. He never looked at her. Yeah, doesn't mean he didn't, but he never paid attention to what she looks like. So, he wouldn't know what she looks any different than any other woman. He wouldn't know. If he meet her on the street, he wouldn't know who she is. It's crazy. What? It's his daughter-in-law. He's in the house with her all the time. She's next door. She cooks his meals. She does everything. Every Shabbos, they're together. It's not so long ago. So what? Because he was afraid it was going to be Mizana. He was afraid he's going to have, who knows what. It's because he's striving for Kedusha. There's a certain thing. There are millions and millions of Madregas of Kedusha. And as high of a level of Kedusha he was on, he wants to be on a higher level of Kedusha. He wants to be on the level of Kedusha of Akiva Eger. He wants to be on the level of Kedusha of the Grav, and whatever. So there's a people where the people are machmer. Obviously, you have to be right to be machmer. Be machmer when you're not holding there is okay. You can't. We always say you can't jump madrega, so you're not ready. But a person, the reason why in the frum world we go ahead, they're crazy in Eretz Yisrael. Separate buses for men and women. You got crazy? Or separate seating? Have to sit. The women have to sit. When I go on a bus, I sit in there with women and women together, and it makes a difference to me. Okay, because they're striving to reach a higher madrega of kedusha. That's a goal. Every ounce of, and it's not in every inyan, and it's not just that we're trying to avoid the avia vos averis. It's even if we're not, there's no question. Even if there is no question, you're going to put. But every ounce of kedusha is another mitzvah. It's not averis; it's mitzvahs. Sometimes when you look at averis, you have to look at it as mitzvahs. Every drop of Kedusha you add, you get another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. You got a little more Kedusha, another level of Kedoshim to you. It's not because I'm afraid that you're going to be Nichshon Aveira. Maybe Enochinami, you won't be Nichshon Aveira. You're such a tzaddik, you won't be Nichshon Aveira. Or maybe you'll be Nichshon Aveira no matter what. It makes no difference. But the point is, every ounce of Kedusha is an extra mitzvah. We're not talking about averis. Maybe, each person to feel where he's holding. I don't know if there's a taina. I'm not saying there's taina on you. There's no taina on us that we're not on the madrega of Kedusha Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's no taina on that. We don't know what the taina. I'm not saying how taina is. But vice versa, as far as positive mitzvahs, any ounce of Kedusha that we work on and we reach a higher madrega of Kedusha is a mitzvah. Now, it happens to result in a fascinating thing, and this is where the Kesser Rosh says. The Kesser Rosh is from Rav Chaim Volozhin on the bottom. His taklis arayas v'chosan, looking at women arayas and talking to them, Amar Zah Klau, this is a rule, koma sheyigdor etzav of Yishmeria, the more you separate yourself, akar kachem yireh, so then when you do see, v'yabit yivriba yeteh, then you get a tremendously strong yetzahara. If you have to go out into the public area, if you have to daven, you should be saved, that you shouldn't have been nichshol. So it really is true that a person, a frum person, has to be more worried than a non-frum person that he might really come to do a real avera. But it's because of the first din. In other words, if not that there was a din of kedoshim to you, so if I care, the logic would be, don't be so machmir. Don't be so crazy. Don't isolate yourself. You should have, and people actually, you see people write this. Why don't we have mixed classes, and then guys in yeshiva will get used to having girls around, and then they won't have such problems with their hurim. Okay, it's a little bit krum, okay. But besides the krum guy that, it's not like as if that in the public schools they're really sanua and they're acting sneezy and they're not being nichshon and averis, So it is a tremendous krumkeit. But besides which, there's a tremendous answer. We're striving for kedusha. We're not just striving to avoid Grubba Averis. There's a mitzvah of Kedusha. And now that we're striving for that, Enochinami, there's a catch 22. Once we're striving for Kedusha, there's a bigger Nisayan also. And there's a bigger chance of being Nichshu and Grubba Averis also. Because once we're striving for Kedusha, and that sometimes you hear about a great person that was Nichshu in a real Avere, it's sometimes his God that has caused him to be Nichshu. You know, but you have to done him the Kav Schus. That because he was striving so much for Kedusha, and then it backfired on him. See, it's a very danger. It is a danger. It's a dangerous thing, but we have no choice. That's a mitzvah. Obviously, you have to use your seichel and use it, you know, otherwise. You know, but the answer is we have to strive for Kedusha, and Kedusha is in everything. If I say question of guy walking in the street in shorts, that's more Kedusha, not to how do what your language, certain language. Where does it say you can't use four-lettered words? Where does it say in the Torah you can't watch television? Where does it say you can't go to the movies? Where does it say you can't go to the beach? Where does it say you can't read books? No, I'm not saying you can, but the answer, if a person doesn't, is if you don't, and you're on the Madrega, then you're Mikayim a mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. I'm not saying the other guy who does, maybe he's not holding there, okay. But if a person is able to reach the Madrega, that he can walk with sneers, that he can talk an Edo a talk. So every time he talks, he's Mikayim Kedoshim to you. Person dresses nicely. He's Mikayim Kedoshim to you. He's more Kaddish. Person who avoids certain, you know, he doesn't have Hirurim. He's Mikayim Kedoshim to you. Not just because the Hirurim are going to lead him to do all kinds of Averas. And they'd say the Hirurim won't cause him to do any Avera. But just a fleeting thought to Begamin and Kedoshim to you. So there were, so there's a, an Inyan, I'm saying not else, I think it's much more productive to stress the positive. We always try and stress the positive. We're not talking about Averis. Averis is a different parsha, because it's not clear. You're not going to say Rekiv Eger is over in Avera because he didn't reach the Madrega of Akiva. You know, we're not saying that. You know, each person can only do what he can do. But as far as mitzvahs, If Rabbi Kiva Eger would have moved up a drop of his Madrega, if he would have done an extra drop of Kedusha, he would have gotten an extra mitzvah. So everything we do, anything we can do to move up to Kedusha is an extra mitzvah. In every area. Okay, I think that's a very, very important insight. Okay. Another point, which is also, I think, just... It sort of follows, and it's a very, I always find it inspiring, is we make a bracha. We make, every time we make a mitzvah, we say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, b'tzivanu. So what's pshat shepshah in the mitzvah? So the simple pshat, many, many people say this. So here the oldest Talmud, who is relatively recent, that's Rav Hominer, but this is the pshat shepshah. I remember seeing this in the Aushach, said this pshat, which is not recent. Other people appreciate say it. That what pshat? The idea mitzvah shenosan Hashem Yisbarach niskachanu b'zay kedusha yain amod. The mitzvahs give us kedusha. So when we do a mitzvah, we're thanking Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us this mitzvah. Why? Because through this mitzvah, you're giving us extra kedusha. V'lechein b'chol birchas hamitzvahs anachnu nosim peh malei shvach v'aldo klaris. We thank Hashem. So we get a mitzvah, which means every time you do a mitzvah, you're going up a madrega in Kedusha. Right? Which means when I put on a pair of tzitzis, I put it on for 1 second, and I have to take it off. I only have a pair of tzitzis for a second. Put on a pair of tzitzis for a second, you have to make a bracha. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me Kedusha. So my Kedusha is going up when I wear this tzitzis for a second, because a mitzvah has the power to mekadesh a person. Which means, besides the, you know, that itself, it means that every time you do a mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah of kedoshim to you. It's not my chiddush, people say that. It's a pashita thing. If there's a mitzvah of kedoshim to you, to be more kaddish. And every time you do a mitzvah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah savitzivanu, the mitzvah is being mekadesh me. So that means that besides the mitzvah, so if I put on tzitzis, even if I put it on for a second, so I'm doing kedusha, shekedushanam and mitzvah itself, I got an extra mitzvah of kedushim to you, besides the mitzvah of tzitzis. I leave the tzitzis on 2 seconds, so I get 2 mitzvah of tzitzis, I get 2 mitzvahs of kedushim to you. Because every mitzvah of tzitzis is a kiyum mitzvah of kedushim to you. They're going to ask, but if I do kedushim to you, then I'm getting more kedusha, so then you're getting another mitzvah kedushim to you. Okay, enochinami. That's also true. But the ma'isa, it comes out that every mitzvah, it comes out, it's a never-ending cycle, which means you get infinite number of mitzvahs. But every mitzvah, even on the simple level, is a kiyum mitzvah of kedushim to you. So it's an inspiration also to do a mitzvah. Besides, you have a mitzvah, you're not, you know, besides the kiyum of the mitzvah, you're doubling, more than doubling. There are many other cheshbainas. But every mitzvah gives you kedushim to you. One of the discussing, just Pshah on the Bracha, I wanted to mention, it's not really Nogeya, but it's just good Bikiyas. We make the Bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav Itzivanu, right? That's the Bracha. So we said the simple Pshat is, this is what the Otis Talmud says, that Asher Kedushanu, we thank Hashem for being Mekadesh us with the mitzvahs. How was he Mekadesh us? By Itzivanu. And especially they say that Tzivanu is because Gadol Mitzuva Va'isa, V'mishena Mitzuva Va'isa. So Hashem not only gave us the mitzvahs, but he also was Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah. He gave us Kedusha with the mitzvahs, and he was even Mitzivanu. In other words, I think the way they read it is, Asher Kedushanu, how are you a Kedushanu? First of all, you gave us the mitzvahs, and every mitzvah gives us more Kedusha. Then Vitzivanu, you also gave us a Sivoy, and now become Gadol and Mitzuva Va'isa. But there is a whole different shot in the Bracha. And they put it in a sequential order. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav. Vitzivanu, meaning I think the way that I learn like this is that if a guy would shake a lulav, would he get a mitzvah on Sukkot? Pashtus, no. Even if he's mechavin a shame mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah for a guy to shake a lulav. What about ainah mitzvah v'aisa? It's not even ainah mitzvah v'aisa. Because pashtus is not even a ma'isa mitzvah. Maybe if a guy would give staka, it'd be a mitzvah. Because it's a ma'isa mitzvah of giving staka. Maybe daven, it might be a ma'isa mitzvah. But for a goy to shake a lulav is not even a ma'isa mitzvah. For a goy to do most of the mitzvahs, it's not even if you're mechaving the shame mitzvah, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. What makes it not a ma'isa mitzvah by a goy and by a Jew it's a ma'isa mitzvah? Because in order for this shaking a lulav to be a mitzvah, it has to be done by someone who's kaddish. There's a prerequisite. Stam shaking a lulav is not a mitzvah. That a kaddishdik a person shakes a lulav is a mitzvah. Because there's a power of a kaddishdik a person. When he shakes a lulav, it does something. That's the way it is with all mitzvahs. So what we're saying, Shat, I don't remember who I saw say this, regretfully. I didn't have time to look, and I don't remember. I had time. That he's saying, Asher Kedushanu. We thank Hashem, first of all, you are Kedushanu. That was a prerequisite. Before Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, Hashem had to be Kedushanu. Because if we weren't Kedushanu, we couldn't get the mitzvahs. Right? Now, there's the normal pshat, the latest Talmud pshat is, the Kedushanu is a result of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, since we have mitzvahs, therefore we become Kedushanu. So the Kedushanu comes after the mitzvahs, which is not exactly grammatically so nice in the bracha, because, you know, the order, Sher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, it's like going in steps. Kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. This and this and this and this and this. According to the simple pshat, it's like a Sher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav, maybe the v' is like a sheh. Like the vid is like a Sher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav Sheh Tzivanu, maybe the normal pshat. That's an explanation how we got the Kedusha. But according to this pshat, it's a beautiful sequence. Hashem, first of all, Kedushanu. He gave us Kedusha, then the Mitzvah, then Sivanu. These were steps. First, they were the gradual steps in order to go ahead in order to get the... So that's the second pshat in the bracha, Asher Kedushanu. Once we were saying pshatim in the bracha, so I just wanted to show off my knowledge of Kabbalah, which is zero. So I saw in this Sefer, Siddur Agrah ben Nigla ben Nister, he has a third pshat in the bracha. So I can't read it, but we'll try and read it anyway. He skipped down to halfway down, to right in the middle. It starts with her nimsa. Nimsa be'ez asiyas ha-mitzvahs. When we do a mitzvah, anachnu kaviyocho kedosh ha-kosh baruch. We're like Hashem's kedi. It's like Hashem is the, you know, it's like Hashem is chopping down a tree and we're the axe that he's using to do it. For etzaynu kaviyocho shara kedosh. And his ratzon is going on the kedi. That's what he said. It's like we're like Hashem, we're like the axe in the hands of the person chopping the wood. The fact that we want to do a mitzvah, we're bringing about that Hashem has to come on us. We're like the chariot for Hashem. Here's the meaning. Because it can't be to do anything without Hashem. Must be Hashem's with us. Okay. He's basically saying like this. He keep on reading. Okay, it actually reads, believe it or not. He said this, that we believe, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyira Shemayim. So that means that if you go ahead and you eat an apple, in a certain sense, that was going to happen without you deciding to eat the apple. Somehow or another, if Hashem, if I'm supposed to eat an apple, I'm going to get an apple. So my decision to eat the apple did not bring about that I ate the apple. Hashem wanted me to have an apple. Hashem's going to make me eat the apple, whether I decide or not. I have no input in the matter. You know, the only thing that a person has an input is Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. If I decide to do a mitzvah, it could be had I not decided to do the mitzvah would not have been done. And because I decided to do the mitzvah, Hashem made, I was able to do the mitzvah. So now he asks Akasha, how can I go ahead and do a mitzvah? He's what he says in the brackets, but you can't, a human being doesn't really have the kayach to do anything in this world. So it says, Akobi de Shemayim Chusmi Yer Shemayim, mitzvah is up to you, but you're only a human being. How can you accomplish? You're accomplishing, you're going to succeed in building a yeshiva. You're going to succeed even in shaking a lulav. You succeed in accomplishing a mitzvah. How can you succeed in accomplishing a mitzvah? You're only a human being. So his answer is that when you decide to do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch, obviously only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do the mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to join with you so that now you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become like one entity. And now we can do the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do the mitzvah. So you're together, you do the mitzvah. So by deciding to do the mitzvah, you're causing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should join with you. Because he has to give you the strength, the kayach, to do the mitzvah. So it says at the end, the last line of peace, Vizel Kedusha Nishma Adam Shiarka Vadav Kaychas Hashem. The Kedusha that you do a mitzvah, Hashem becomes part of you. So his third pshat, is that when we decide to do a mitzvah, we become blended, we get the strength of Hashem to do the mitzvah. We get Hashem becomes part of us so that we're able to do a mitzvah. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to function and do a mitzvah. So Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvoso, then we decide to do, when we make that decision, I want to do a mitzvah, before we even do the mitzvah. And that's why it's also sequential order. Right? In other words, the kasha that we said on the simple pshat, on the other tamid pshat, is that the pasuk is out of order. Because the kedusha of the mitzvah comes only after you do the mitzvah. So the simple pshat is, I mean, not the simple. The first shot I said is that the Kedusha came at Har Sinai. Shem was Mekadosh us at Har Sinai, and that was a prerequisite for the mitzvahs. His shot is the Kedusha comes before you do the mitzvah, because if not, then Hashem gives you Kedusha, you'll never succeed in doing the mitzvah. So every time you decide to do a mitzvah, you get added Kedusha. So it comes out there are three pshatim in the bracha of Asher Kesham Mitzvosov. The simple pshat is that after you do the mitzvah, you get Kedusha. Every mitzvah gives you Kedusha. That's a simple pshat in the bracha. That's a normal pshat in the bracha. The second pshat is that we were given Kedusha before the whole tzivui of the mitzvahs, because unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kedusha, we would never have been able, we wouldn't have any shaychus to mitzvahs. So therefore, at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us Kedusha. When you're born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you Kedusha. You have to be given Kedusha so that you can go ahead and do mitzvahs. And the third shot is, every time you decide to do a mitzvah, before you do the mitzvah, once you make the decision, before you actually do it, at that point in time, you're being given Kedusha, because you would never be able to do a mitzvah unless you were given Kedusha, unless Hashem joined with you. So once you make that decision, now you want to do a mitzvah, how are you doing it? I'm about to shake the lulav. How am I being able to shake a lulav? Must be that Hashem was kidshanu. Hashem gave me a kayach of doing. Hashem gave me this kayach to do this amazing thing. So I'm thanking Hashem that He gave me the kayach to do a mitzvah. Which is how did that kayach is that I become a chedek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. But the main point is that the mitzvah of kedushim tiyu covers every area. It's not just limited to grubba averis. It covers every area. There are endless madregas. And every time we do a mitzvah, we get a mitzvah of kedushim tiyu. Every time we're careful the way we speak, we're careful the way we dress, we're careful to walk the way we walk, a little bit more bitsnias, the way we act with people, if it's more kaddish, that every time we do, or we avoid certain things that aren't so nice, so every time we do that, we're a kayim a mitzvah of kedushim tiyu.